Good morning. Sorry, I just woke up. And this is my gross morning voice. But I have to get out of bed in like a couple minutes. But I also woke up very horny. Which is weird. I don't usually wake up that way. But I also haven't masturbated in a couple days, so maybe it's catching up with me. I don't know. But either way, I haven't recorded a ramble in a while. And I thought this would be the perfect time to when it gets too much, I just have to cut it off. Oh, I definitely haven't used this in a couple days. Okay. It's like I just woke up and everything is super sensitive. And this usually wouldn't get me this quick, but. So let's try it again. Okay, I'm just gonna keep it low for a minute because I have to tell you something I haven't been able to do lately, which I'm hoping I can do with this recording, is teasing while some of y'all are at work. I love knowing that you're in your office or at your desk, and you're being so bad listening to me when people think you're probably listening to music or a podcast. And I guess this is kind of like a podcast. Kinda. And you're listening to me rub my little pussy and rub my sensitive clit. If I really had time, I'd pull out the dildo, but I don't have time for that this morning. And you're listening to me moan and whimper and gasp. And your cock is getting so incredibly hard, so hard that you can't stand up from your desk because everyone will know. Everyone will know. So you're just forced to sit there and listen to me. If you work from home, you're not off the hook either. Sure, you could, rub one out real quick, no problem. But you still have to step away from your desk. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you just sit there looking at the messages roll in, stroking your cock. And you're not even listening to me in an earbud because you're at home. You're just listening to me out loud. Oh. Either way, I like teasing during work days. I like driving you to the edge when you're supposed to be working. I like getting you to the point where you have no choice but to pull your cock out onto a bed. And if you're in a shared space, an office building, oh, that's even better because you can't pull it out. I have to run to the bathroom where no one can see you. And maybe you still have me in your ear. If I wasn't into it, it would be kind of gross, but I think it's super fucking hot. And imagine if I sent you pictures while you were working. That would end you. That would end you. You just might have to bring a second pair of pants with you to work. You might have to. Or at least a second pair of underwear or something. The pre-cum spot is gonna be there for a while. And I'm not being mean right now. I'm giving you exactly what you want. Isn't this what you want? You want to be teased. You want to be told how if I was under your desk right now, I would suck you dry while you're in calls and meetings, and no one would know. The only way they would know is if you can't control yourself, which we all know you can't control yourself, so. Yeah, you're gonna get caught. But at least you had a good time, right? Yeah, if I was under your desk, I would trail my hands slightly up both of your legs, up your thighs, and I'd use one hand to gently start rubbing the bulge that's forming outside of your pants. I wouldn't go inside yet. Rubbing my face and just in a crotch. I don't know what it is, just rubbing my face and my nose in it. Feeling how hard you're getting against my mouth. Can't wait to pull you out. I'm feeling one of your hands come down from your computer right on the back of my head. And then I swat it away because you're not allowed to touch. You're only allowed to feel. And then I pull you out, unbuckling your pants, pulling them down, pulling your underwear down right after, watching you spring to life and watching the pre-cum just kind of dripping out. I'm using my finger to rub it around the head. And then I lick my fingers clean before I start licking around the head, licking down the base, massaging your balls with my hand. And then, out of nowhere, just deep-throating you. Hearing the noise you make with that unexpected gag on your cock. It's everything. I love it. Oh, God, I hope you're in an office by yourself. I hope you have your own office. Because if you do, you can easily just get up, close the door, lock it, and then we can have some fun. But God, if you're not in your own private office, oh, this is gonna be awkward for you. This is gonna be so bad. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh. Right when I get to the end. I always have to like rip it off because I'm so sensitive and it keeps going and I'm coming. Okay. What time is it? Not too bad. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I would say that if you actually are listening to this at work, that I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. But it was a nice thing to think, right? Anyway, I hope you have a good day at work. The rest of your work day. And I would love to know. Yeah, tell me, how are you doing over there?